I used to do the milking parlor. Do you ever call the living room the parlor? You still?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where they keep the hogs, the shelter for them, and the enclosure for them, they call the...
Hog house. When they don't have any.
Mm-hmm. And the, if you raise cows for the milk, you call it what kind of farm?
Dairy.
And where you keep the stock, feed the stock, in the...
Well, that's the main difference.
I mean, what kind of a yard or
huh?
Lot, do you call it a feed lot?
Well,
barnyard, or what would you say? Barn lot?
Well, we'd call ours a barn lot because we didn't feed our cows in there. So I don't know what you really want
there.
There's
corral in the barn lot.
There's many different ways of handling them.
Yeah,
now.
I know. A man told me up in Savannah not to park my car in the house lot. I had a hard time telling where the house lot was. I didn't know what the house lot was.
Well, they didn't mean the house lot.
Well, he meant there was some kind of imaginary line separating the house lot from the barn lot, I guess. And I didn't know where it was. I started to park my car in the wrong place. Like, too well.
House lot. House lot. Well, I suppose now you mean the house lot would be...
On the other side of the drive.
Inside this drive. But of course, they do park on the outside of the trees, but not very much on the inside of the trees. Now, if you get on the inside of the trees, I suppose you'd be in the house lot.
I guess you're right now.
No, you're in the barn lot now, according to that.
Well, you put the cows out to...
pasture.
And what kind of fences do they have around here?
Oh, all kinds. Let's see.
Less
They're using a lot of electric fences now, and of course the woven wire fence, and the barbed wire fence. Those are the three kinds they use around here.
Alright. Never using any on boards?
Not in the fields.
Never used to even? Those long?
Not here.
Rail?
Rail fences, no. That used to be long, long years ago. I haven't been in here since I won't say that, down south here, about 8 miles. There used to be a rail fence there for years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not enough of a timber country.
Mm-hmm. If you have a fence every so often, you've got to have a
post.
And you might say that there are 100 in this fence, there are 100
steel posts. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And how about the fence that you might have around the house with the boards going up and down like this?
Picket?
And you ever make any out of stones, loose stones?
No, I've seen them in England. Not in Canada. Made it just piled up this high, solid stone.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you saw that? Look, there's a...
What do you call a stone fence? Somehow else you call it.
What do you call stone walls?
Stone... Well, maybe that would be better.
Right, fence would be more typical around here, I think.
But in England, I've seen them that high, and they're just put up in wonderful shape.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It made it look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Only they take up a lot of room.
Yeah. I don't suppose you ever had a contrivance that hooked up to the horse to haul stones out of a field, are you?
Sled? No, we never had enough stones for that in this country. We're pretty free of stones in this country.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather had what he called a stone boat.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard him call that too. My brother up in Canada had that too. Where were we going?
It's a raft or sled like.
Yeah, they just drag on the, so they wouldn't have to lift them very much.
Mm-hmm.
Just roll them on the drag.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, they used to use oxen to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were strong.
Mm-hmm.